1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi, talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, and welcome aboard WILO Party Line today, presented by BooneCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and our newest addition to the family, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Go check them out. All local news sources for your county. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Also, Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. And big deals, save money now on 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Yenda Funeral Home for HoosierlandTV.com and WILO. Cindy Lovelace is in again today. I think Melissa will be making her way back in, but she, man, something got its hooks in her.
Well, I got on her yesterday because I said, you've got to slow down and take a little time.
Stop the drinking. She doesn't drink, by the way.
No. And I think she just overdid herself a little.
So. She does that. She did that earlier in, what was it, June, when she got laid out with the back?
And it was around fair time. Remember, we were worried about fair because she was
so busy.
She
made it through.
Right after fair, she kind of collapsed as well. So I told her, you've got to slow down a little bit, but you know how that goes.
So since you also wear the station manager hat, Cindy, we were discussing this the past couple of days, tribute bands that don't exist but ought to, and you said something about a humiliating kick in the crotch would be fun for a T-shirt.
I did.
Yes. So should that be the Party Line slogan, or should that be the morning show, or would you like that for the free play? The WILO free play with Cindy Lovelace, a humiliating kick in the crotch. No, because it's actually a good show. I have no illusions about my morning show. Oh, God, here he comes.
I listen to your morning show. I enjoy it.
Well, but you have to.
No, I don't.
You're the boss.
I don't have to.
You're the boss.
I choose to.
What the hell was that with?
Occasionally I'll say, what is this song? What are you doing?
Leroy Brown.
No, I enjoy your show in the morning.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Very kind. I've had people texting me and enjoying a couple of things. Somebody called it or texted early and asked if I was a Boy Scout based on some preparedness things.
I heard that this morning, yes.
Yeah.
I do have to, you've moved, I realized this morning, you've got moved around a lot, haven't
unpacking.
You?
You know, the funny thing about it is, okay, so I've been around for 53 years. Four of those years, two were in Michigan, two were in Colorado. Almost all the rest of it is either central or southern Indiana. This is
okay.
The most recent. But if you said I was a Hoosier native, you wouldn't be lying, except for 4 years.
Oh, okay.
But the moving around.
So the times you moved were when you were much younger.
Air Force brat.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Which is how I was able to tell you such fascinating stories about my father and pickled pig's feet. And
yes.
That was Michigan right there.
Michigan eats pickles pig feet.
You know what? When you're in a single-story house and you're snowed in and the drifts are all the way up to the roof, you know, it's either that or the devil's own chicken salad. Or what?
Sure.
Do you know what? Red Devil, is that what it is, the brand, the chicken salad and the little tin cans with the paper wrapping around them?
I have no idea. I've never purchased chicken salad in a tin can. So I don't know.
It was actually pretty good.
No. I mean, that would be no different than tuna or
no.
Or anything else.
No,
so
not
at
all.
It's just that I had never done that. So, interesting.
You said you, well, I guess we need to touch on a couple of other things, but you said you brought some materials today.
I do. But first of all, I had a really great time last night at Wesley Manor for the Tour of Trees. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Once again, just really impressed with everything they do over there to make the residents feel like they're in the season, feel like it's homey. Mm-hmm. I saw, that's the best part. It's like a family reunion. You go over there, you see all these people you know. And so it was nice to just see a lot of people, and it was very well done, as usual. The greenhouse was fantastic, and I have to give it to the people who were working over there and did all the trees. They were fantastic. So kudos to everybody that did that last night. So the good thing is people were bringing in canned items and dog and cat food for the Humane Society.
Good.
And then they got tickets and could vote note on the trees. So I learned a couple of things. First of all, I learned that my tree is pale in comparison to other people's decorating skills.
You feel pretty good about yourself. And then
exactly. Then you go to something like that and you were like, wow, that tree is so pretty.
Santa says, try harder or I'll kill you.
I think Santa, maybe that's why the Slim Pickens, he's going to the houses with all those fantastic trees. And so, but anyway, it was very nice. And so tomorrow is Friday, right? I have my days correct. Okay, tomorrow then, Melissa Robertson, and I think she's bringing maybe someone else with her, will be coming on Party Line tomorrow morning, and they will be announcing the winner of the Tour of Trees. And so they'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow and tell us how much food they got for the animals at the Humane Society and all of that.
It'll be like me at age 16. It'll be a mercy kiss.
Anyway.
No. I just mean they'll come in and they'll say, it's your tree, WILO. I know, Cindy, you said it was
and
pale.
I can tell you it will not be because Carol Price did the trees out in the greenhouse. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I didn't know that Carol was the one that had actually decorated them. So I went out and checked out. They told me when I got there, they're like, wait to go out to the greenhouse till it gets dark because the Christmas lights come on then, and it's really, really pretty. And it really was. But when I walked in, the first tree there she had done with dried hydrangeas from her own garden.
Well, who can compete with that?
So they had thought that much. No kidding. She had thought that much in advance. First of all, they were gorgeous. I just don't have that kind of creativity. So there's all these hydrangeas on this Christmas tree. She'd done it beautifully. The other tree that people were talking about is she had gone to, she set a sale. I don't know if it was a garage sale, yard sale, or some kind of auction. And someone was selling the porcelain dolls. Okay. And there were different sizes. There were some that were maybe 6 or 8 inches, but then she had a few that were the full size porcelain doll, you know, like, I don't know, 18 to 24 inches or whatever. She had decorated one of the Christmas trees then in those porcelain dolls. Now, I'm not a doll person typically. I mean, they're not my thing, but the tree was fantastic. And that was the tree I heard people talking about so much because it was just such a unique use of something. You see, you've got that look, but I'm telling you, it was amazing.
Is it wrong to hate somebody in a completely loving way?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, props, but my soul hurts a little bit because it's not us. It never is us.
It's not going to be us. I'm telling you. Anyway, so, but people did say that they liked our creative use of the things because our Christmas tree was decorated with things, honestly, just from around the station here. So we had old reels on there. We had cassettes, CDs, eight tracks. We had some microphones. We used the letters that were, usually here in our studio window. And then I did get I only purchased four things for the whole tree. And that was, I found two little microphone ornaments that I had purchased and two little record players that I had purchased. So everything else was from here in the station. And that was just to give it some color.
And there was a $100 bribe in an envelope, which apparently you people didn't see.
And Melissa, actually, here's me.
Oh,
that's what I purchased. And then I gave them to her because she's actually the decorator.
Right.
Looks great.
Right.
I just don't have an eye.
She's the
arty one of the three of us. Yeah, she's much more creative than I am. So I said, here's the things, Mel. I help her get the lights on. And she starts putting them on. She did the ribbon and everything. And it looked great. So, but we just used things from around the station.
I will say when she brought in those 45s, I said, give me that. Because, of course, I'm the big record collector.
Sure. Yeah.
And I went into my personal stash and I said, I'm taking these two and I'm giving you these two. One of the 45s that she had and I ran away with, well, there were a couple. One was Jackie DeShannon's Put a Little Love in Your Heart, which my wife was like, ah! She was so thrilled. The other one was, and you know that song, right? And the other one was Otis Redding's live version of Shake, recorded in Europe. And that, when you hear something like that on a 45, on even a crap stereo, let alone a good one, the sonic force of it, you're just like, they made 45 so much more awesome in the 60s in terms of like just how they just punch you. They're just so good. James Brown's I Got You, I Feel Good. If I played you my 45 of that and then put on a CD, you would be like, yeah, it's the 45. The sonic impact is just totally different.
I'll just take your word on it. You're so much more into music than I am, so I'll just take your word for it.
We'll see the way Melissa is with the visual arts, with the drawing and the art and stuff. That's how I am with sonics and editing and stuff, and that's why you hear all this weird crap on the box.
I understand, yes. So that was a great time last night. Thanks, everybody, over at Wesley Manor. Also, just a reminder to join our friends over at Bible Bethel Holiness Church, 1100 South Clay Street in Frankfort. They're having a drive-through and live nativity and experience that's coming up December 20th. It is only from 6 o'clock until 8. It's my understanding that they will have live animals, including a camel, donkey, sheep, and some other things. So if you're looking for a really cool thing to take the kids through and to teach them a little bit about the real meaning of Christmas, that's December 20th at 6 o'clock until 8 at Bethel Bible Holiness Church, again, 1100 South Clay
Street.
May I
see that real quick?
You sure can.
This just needs just a little juice. I should do a promo before this happens. Live nativity like never before.
No,
you'll pay
not.
For the whole seat, but you're only going to use the edge.
Wow.
Live nativity, live donkeys, Bethel Bible Holy.
Too much.
Anyway, you should go, though, regardless of the intensity. I learned how to do that because they used to have in the late 90s, early 2000s, somebody who worked for one of the concert promotions companies, and he would never say in the ads, which I'm sure you have played at some point, he wouldn't say Dave Matthews Band with special guest Soul Coffee, and it was every vowel was the letter E. Dean Matthews Band with Soul Coffee.
Too much. I could not take that. I couldn't listen to that all the time.
I usually had to turn down the volume
in
my other radio station days because I was just like, oh, please shut up. Which, incidentally, thinking of music, are you a Sarah McLachlan fan at all?
She is doing
the 30th anniversary tour of Fumbling Towards Ecstasy, and she's going to be in Indianapolis on Father's Day.
Hmm.
And so now Erin has the dilemma where she is a huge Sarah McLachlan fan, and she also has a father. So
take dad. There you go.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
That should work.
How do you know that wouldn't be the best time ever?
Here's my explanation for this. My friend Shane, who is the voice you sometimes hear, you know, stop the clock, all the little positioners we have, he went to the Lilith Fair with his girlfriend at the time, the first Lilith Fair, you know, Sarah McLachlan's little touring feminist thing, which is fine. I'm not dissing. But he said, I was in the venue for exactly 20 seconds before somebody started saying, oh, there's somebody with a Y chromosome. So anyway, Aaron's taking me to the show, and I'm not sure how it's going to work. I may be castrated by the time I get off.
No, you will not. You will not.
Boy, it sure is fun here at the former Deer Creek. Ow! What are you doing?
Anyway.
Have you talked to Loveless? You can do this stuff in 7 seconds,
right.
I hear.
That is right. So stay in your lane. All right. So we're at the holidays here.
Yes.
We have had our holiday party, our Christmas party.
Ours, the Casper Media
meeting
one.
Casper Media Christmas party, which turned out to be a lot of fun. We do the Secret Santa kind of, what's that called? The elephant, white elephant, or
Dirty Santa.
Dirty Santa, however you want to call it. We do that game, and that's a lot of fun. That's how Todd got the microphone that we still don't know who it's from.
Still don't have an idea.
It is amazing, so we don't know who got that, but they did a great job.
And every friend of mine who knows audio, they saw pictures of that, and they said, you really got an awesome mic. Like, this is top of the stack. Who did that? I said, I believe in Father Christmas. Because nobody's laying claim to it.
All right. So here's the thing. We knew pretty much everybody at our Christmas party because we are a smaller group.
We're pretty tight.
You know, we're not a large factory or organization or company.
Oh, God. There's Bob from accounting.
But here's the thing. Here's some icebreaker questions for Christmas parties. Are you ready for some of these?
If you don't know these people.
Yes.
Or not well.
You're walking down the street feeling great. What holiday song would be playing in the background?
What would yours be?
Oh, definitely Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Mine would, and this should tell you a lot about me, the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl Fairy Tale of New York, probably.
Really?
Yeah. I've always loved that song.
It was Christmas Eve in the drunk tank.
How can you not? Just on the opening line.
All right. If there was a moment in your life that you could do over, what would it be?
I would not have gone behind my house to the plastics factory, riding around on my bicycle, and then found out I was in a loading dock and then took a header right over the side. I probably wouldn't have done that. Unless that's what made me a genius, in which case, never mind.
Oh, you're playing that game. Okay. All right.
That's the first one that comes to mind, although, you?
To do over, mine would be a good thing. Like, I really would love to go back to
Hawaii. To relive something.
Yeah, to relive something. For me, okay, it would be to go back to Hawaii and swim with the manta rays again.
First visit to Kings Island in 1975, because all my aunts were there, who I love dearly, mm-hmm. And it was age range. It was like, you know, mid-20s down to 15 or something. Mm-hmm. Kings Island, 1975, when you're a five-year-old, and it's the first time in the car stereo, the 8-track, you hear Bad Company's Straight Shooter album. You hear Feel Like Making Love on the Way to Ohio. Oh, that's a... And then barbecue chips at night in the hotel because you didn't want to drive home. That day is a foundation line for
me. Now, these
me.
Are icebreaker questions for Christmas parties, and these are for work parties. Here's another one.
So don't
one.
Go deep is what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yes. What is your least favorite holiday side dish?
Oh, boy. You know, I've never been a big sweet potato fan.
Okay, see, somebody, that's what I would have said.
And if somebody says, oh, but it's got marshmallows, don't care. I don't like marshmallows either.
I don't like the ones with marshmallows, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. But my sister-in-law, Beth, makes a sweet potato casserole. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I ask her to bring it to everything. And I don't know what she puts in there.
Uh-huh.
It's the only one I like, but it is amazing. And there is not marshmallows on it.
So. My wife has made before, and it's wonderful. A sweet potato, like a hash browns, like cubed mm-hmm. hash browns out of sweet potatoes with a smoked sausage. That is mind-blowingly good. Mm-hmm. So I will retract that, but I'll say on the holidays with the marshmallow, no.
Yeah.
I'm good.
If you could be a character in a holiday movie, who would you be and why? This was an easy one for me.
Okay, you first.
Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
I think I would be, look at me,
not,
I would make a great
not
Mrs.
Cindy
Claus.
Lou Who?
No, not really. I like Cindy Lou Who, but if I could just pick one, I'd totally be a Mrs. Claus.
I would be, I think I've got the character name right, Herbie the Misfit Elf.
I want to be a dentist.
I want to be that guy.
That's who you
I
pick.
Think I am that guy, actually.
Maybe.
I want to be a dentist.
Maybe a little bit you are.
Or it's either that or I would be, nobody wants a Charlie in the Box. I'd be one of those two.
All right. Now, this is for parties with couples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're out of the work parties. We've moved to couples party. Here
okay.
you go. What is one food item?
Keep it clean.
Gosh, you hide from your spouse or kids during the holidays.
Okay. I don't hide stuff from my wife. That's just a general rule. And we don't have kids. But I will say that with the pets, occasionally it's the, oh, I've got these lemon-covered almonds, and the dogs are looking at me. I think I'm going to suddenly have a trip to the front bathroom where they can't reach me. I saw these at Meijer recently. They are almonds, but they're covered in like a lemon white chocolate thing.
Okay.
Oh, so good. But that would be my most recent one.
Okay.
Probably anything desserty.
Sure.
And they can't have my chili cheese Fritos either.
I do like those.
I love those things.
All right, finish this thought.
You didn't say what yours was. What was yours?
Well, I'm a sucker for a good sugar cookie. A good sugar.
One of the sour
iced
cream.
Sugar cookie.
Yeah.
That's soft. Mm-hmm. That's not mushy, but soft and has a nice. I don't like the crunchy icings. You know, they've mm-hmm. come out with these. They're great for decorating, but I don't like the flavor of them.
I want
that
something
well.
That has some give.
I like it to be a soft, creamy, you know, but I'm a mm-hmm. sucker for a good sugar cookie.
Yeah.
All right, so finish this thought. It wouldn't be Christmas without.
Wow. At least one album? Gosh, I'll tell you what it is. It wouldn't be Christmas without that Christmas Eve when everything's just kind of scaled down. You've done whatever holiday thing you're going to do on Christmas Eve. You and your significant other are home. It's like 10 or 11 at night on Christmas Eve. And you make yourself a nice, like a smart eggnog or something with like a peppermint vodka and mocha, some nice little sipping thing. And I play like Christmas albums that you don't normally get to hear. I have one vinyl album that is nothing but music boxes, vintage Victorian music boxes. I've got another one that is monks from the monastery or Abbey at Gethsemane in Kentucky. And it's them doing the cantus, the whole, celebrating the Lord's birth for an hour on vinyl.
Sure.
That, something really low key. Maybe if you don't have a fireplace, you put up that digital hearth on YouTube on your TV.
Sure. Yeah.
And you just snuggle down with the dogs and you listen to Louis Armstrong reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas" and just all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice, calming, so quiet in here thing.
Sure. Yes. For my house, I have to say, it wouldn't be Christmas without Jesus, but for me, that's because...
Do you bake a birthday cake for JC?
I don't, but I collect nativity sets. So mm-hmm. I have nativity sets from different places that I've got, and so they're around the house. But also, really, for me, like the Parks Department, you know, I think they told us when we were going out there for the Christmas lights, mm-hmm. they put the wreath up first on the barn, and that's the last thing to come down. So other than my nativity sets, it's got to be just a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Just... That, for me, starts the season day
real
after.
Real or artificial, or does it matter?
We do real, mm-hmm. And we usually do a couple, but this year I'm at one because, you know, we have some other things going on this year. Mm-hmm. And so, but for me, it's just getting the Christmas tree, and I usually try and get it the day after Thanksgiving. And mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, to me, that starts the season. Mm-hmm. So, now, again, these are four questions.
Now, she collects nativity scenes. Mm-hmm. So, for those of you at the Bethel Bible Holiness Church, be aware.
She's probably, I would take your camel when you're done.
She's going to bring the truck, and she's just going to load you all in there, and she's going to preserve you. It's been a good life for you all. No, she isn't going to do that.
Come out and stand in my yard. I'd be all right with that. I invite people to drive by. And sure.
Now, did you ever think into that? Did you ever do caroling?
Going around
the neighborhood? Yeah.
Well, my parents lived in Florida for many years. And down there, there's a group in the area that they live in. You sign up. So everybody would sign up. They'd get their golf carts, and everybody would go around the neighborhood on golf carts. And you'd stop at people's houses and sing.
Yeah.
The best part was every year, one family hosted the last house, and then everyone was invited in for drinks and snacks and mm-hmm. just fellowship and. It was great. Tons of fun. Yep. Took the kids for years. That was what we did.
I would say another really great Christmas memory was there was a year I was in the Methodist Church down in Washington County at that point in Pekin. And they decided to do a progressive dinner for the holidays. And that was awesome.
That sounds fun.
Appetizers here. And then everybody drove to this house. And then they had the salad course or the
soup.
Why are
we not doing that?
Planting seeds.
Let's do that for Christmas next year.
The progressive dinner. Yes. And you make your way around.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I love that idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. All right. I know we're running short on time here. So, again, these are icebreaker questions for Christmas parties. And this one, we've moved to parties with couples. Mm-hmm. So, here's one. You were just given a yacht. What would you name it?
I would name it, Erin's not ever going to climb on this thing because she's prone to seasickness. That's what I would name.
I'm kind of with Erin.
I think I would be just letting the yacht go and let's find a nice RV or something.
Now, does she do okay on a plane, train, or is it just?
Nope, none of those.
Oh, she doesn't do well
on
any of this.
She doesn't travel well in the passenger seat of the car. So usually it's like it just, you know, like I'll take the parts where I know she's sleepy and it's a straightaway and I don't. But anytime that there's like city driving, it's too much information and she starts getting nauseated. She doesn't not travel well.
Sure. Yeah, you'll have that, which is funny because I love the water and mm-hmm. I love to go swimming with the manta rays, mm-hmm. but I get seasick.
Yeah.
So I have to be on a certain part of the boat to get out there. My other family, they all take a day and go deep sea fishing. I don't do that day, but I would.
Well, what would you name your yacht, though, if you had it?
Oh, gosh.
I don't think about it. Same reason. Yeah.
Can't imagine.
Yeah.
Won the lottery. Otherwise, it's not happening.
I'm also going to pay people to go on the yacht so I don't have to. It's prestige.
All right. And here's another one. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You're not traveling to see your in-laws this Christmas. Where will you go instead?
Oh, Sedona, Arizona. If money was no object, I think Erin went there years ago. She's always been talking about we should do that. I would absolutely. Sedona, Arizona, Portland, Oregon, wine country, something like that.
Okay. Here's another one.
You?
I'd love to go back to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I just really, I mean, my ultimate destination, of course, I'd love to say Australia. I'd love to go to New Zealand, Greenland, Iceland. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see all of those places. So for me, just really anywhere.
I'd
love to travel.
Is Iceland the one that has like the hot, like the volcanically heated natural springs where you get in them and you're just like, it's like a hot tub, but it's natural?
I don't know.
I think it's Iceland.
Is it Iceland? I need to go check it out. That's the only thing I've learned here is that I need to go check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Finish this sentence. My spouse has way too many.
What? Oh, no. No. If there's a chance that Erin is listening right now, you're not. Armed torturers with dental equipment are not going to get that out of me. No.
Oh, come on. She has to know. You've had to complain about it at some point.
Nope. Not going there.
I would have to say either fishing lures or fishing poles.
That's fair. Hey, everybody.
My husband loves to fish.
I'm going to take 2 seconds and duck the volume. Okay. Now you know. And I had to turn my head
my own heart, actually.
I had to turn my head so nobody could read my lips.
What do you have too much of? Everybody has to have too much of
something. You know, if you asked many of my friends, they would say too much vinyl. I'm saying I don't have enough. I probably have around 1,000 albums.
Sure.
And that's after winnowing down some of them. So I'm not, I wouldn't say I have too many of that. I probably don't have too many blank journals. Again,
she's texting you right now wondering, what did you just say?
No. I'm hoping she's preoccupied and that she doesn't listen to the replay. Erin, if you're listening right now, she's going to ask, what was the blank spot?
That's right.
Did you say a word you're not allowed to say because the FCC doesn't approve? That might have been the adjective I used, but...
Not the actual word.
Not the actual word.
Jason Forsyth is coming up with us here in just a little bit. And so we invite people to call in. We do forget to remind people that we welcome you to call in 659-3338 if you have questions for Jason or for us or for anybody. Yep. And so just give us a call.
And he is standing by, so we'll get to him in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Take a little business, and we're at the halfway mark of the party line. A humiliating crotch. No. It is not a humiliating kick in the crotch. WILO, your home for classic hits. Hey, stick around.
The party lights. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO. This is WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Bjork's Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy, but I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Bjork's Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Bjork's and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You sum that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Bjork's, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Bjork's, Bjork's.com.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfurt, Estate Road 12.
28 and 29 or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
The online telecast of the WILO party line at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Genda Funeral Home on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO.